Oshima, and also Brett Baer of Fox News Channel. Big hour coming up. Stay with us.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek. President Obama called for a world without nuclear weapons in the first ever presidential visit to the site of the first of two atomic bomb blasts that ended World War II.
Nations must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
The president offered regrets, not apologies, for what happened at Hiroshima.
People waited here in absolute silence. They wanted to hear exactly how President Obama would address this. And it ended up being much, much different from his usual speeches on the nuclear race, on events in the world. He didn't get into policy. They didn't want this to be quite the same.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. A cab driver from Woodbridge has been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges he conspired to support ISIS. Prosecutors say 26-year-old Mahmoud El Hassan introduced another man, Joseph Farouk, to someone who believed he could help Farouk reach Islamic State. El Hassan's also accused of lying to the FBI about Farouk's travel plans, telling agents he flew to a funeral in California instead of overseas to join the cause. El Hassan will be arraigned next week in Alexandria. Two Good Samaritans came to the rescue at the Capital South Metro yesterday when they saw a thief try to grab a cell phone out of the hands of a woman passenger. The two men chased the bandit down and pinned him until police arrived. It's good to see something's going right on Metro. Uber is expanding its service in the D.C. area to deal with Metro's looming repair work problems.
Uber Pool lets you share your ride and split the fare. Uber's Megan Joyce recommends this option while SafeTrack works underway. But surge pricing will be in effect, and that's determined by a computer algorithm.
And when that algorithm senses that there is an imbalance, meaning there's more demand than there are cars on the road, it may tick pricing up.
Joyce says she doesn't know how high surge pricing will get.
We're going to be watching and monitoring our dynamic pricing very closely to ensure that there are rides available when people need them.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
With more cars hitting the road this holiday weekend, you can expect more crashes.
The more cars you put out there, the greater likelihood of there an accident happening.
And that's why Maryland State Police Superintendent William Palazzi and other organizations are getting the word out. Pay attention behind the wheel and don't drive if you've been drinking. Kurt Erickson's with the Washington Regional Alcohol Program.
I think I've heard more often than not that people think that a designated driver is the person in their group that had the least amount to drink, and that's not what designated driver was invented for. It was actually having a sober person.
In fact, he says Maryland had a 17% increase in traffic deaths, the highest in the country. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're not driving, you could be flying. That's if you can get past security. TSA is working hard to wipe the egg off its face.
Here are the changes so far. There are 58 new TSA agents here at O'Hare. Overtime was tripled, and five canines were brought in. And what we've learned from the TSA is that with these canines, an extra 5,000 passengers can be cleared every single day.
Correspondent Rosa Flores in Chicago. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,828. The Nasdaq at 49.01. In sports, two solo home runs, enough to give the Nats a win over the Cardinals. Nothing can help the O's. They lost their fourth straight, this time to the Astros. The Penguins will play for the Stanley Cup, and Golden State has forced a Game 6 of its series against the Thunder. WMAL News Times 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, everyone. It's Brian Wilson with something we can all believe in, and that's saving money. Right now, if you call Thompson Creek Window Company, you can lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and save money. Plus, if you set an appointment for this Memorial Day weekend, that's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you'll save with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs replacement windows just for your home and our unique climate. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. 57 Creek right now to get Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. It's so big, they won't even let me tell you all the details here on the air. But remember, you need to make an appointment for this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The more you buy, the more you'll save. Hurry, these holiday weekend appointments are extremely limited. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now to make your appointment for this weekend. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, top side of the Beltway. College Park to Silver Spring. Looks like we're into our normal stop and go. Lighter than normal on 270 once you get through Clarksburg, wide open down and through to Rockville. Now trying to get out of Silver Spring at the circle where 16th and 29 Colesville Road intersect. If you continue on 16th Street, that's jammed to the crash just past Alaska Avenue. DDOT says looks like the last of the vehicles towed away. All right, we'll take that. And we'll take you through town. DC 295, the volume as you head down toward East Capitol Street. We're quiet over the 11th Street Bridge. Very slow in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel to head to New York Avenue. And in Annapolis, watch for delays coming off of 50 because of the graduation near Naval Academy later this morning. So we have 50 delays, 450 onto Rao Boulevard and Taylor Avenue. And no problems to report if you continue over the Bay Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures on the south breeze, clouds, sun, and we'll tickle 90 this afternoon with passing showers, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 72 in Haymarket, 73 in Silver Spring, 73 also at Reagan National. Bernie Sanders adds fuel to the notion of a possible debate against Donald Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're kicking off your Memorial Day weekend the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up, bottom of this hour, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. By the way, we've had some great interviews today. Great interviews all week. If you ever miss any of our interviews, go to WMAL.com. Check out our podcast, the featured interviews. It's worth a listen. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us right now to give us his take on the weekend's movie offerings, because there are a bunch of good ones coming out this Memorial Day weekend, is our good friend Christian Toto, film critic with HollywoodInToto.com. Hey, Christian, good morning.
Good morning at you.
All right. So I guess a lot of people are, there's two big ones out there. There's this Alice in Wonderland sequel and then also X-Men. So give us your thoughts about both of those.
Sure. Let's start with X-Men because it's a little bit better, but that's not saying much, unfortunately.
Ooh.
And I have to say the X-Men movies to me have been pretty sturdy. They're fun. They're action-packed. And, of course, there's sort of the whole mutants as outsider theme, which has been milked pretty effectively through the films. The new one is X-Men Apocalypse. It's about the first mutant, who's a pretty evil guy. He's been slumbering for quite some time. Now he's awake, and he's not too keen on humanity, wants to wipe it up. So it's up to the X-Men to protect the Earth. Now, these are the young X-Men. You know, we've had the young and the older guys kind of gathering. This time it's the kids. It's set in the mid-80s, so you're not going to see the old team, as it were. You've got the youngsters trying to figure out who they are and if they're truly worthy of X-Men. But the film just doesn't really have much magic to it. The story's kind of weak. The action doesn't really kick in till the end. And a lot of the themes we've been seeing, it just feels kind of tired.
Oh, no. That is so disappointing, because this whole reboot of this of X-Men in this era, you know, the 60s and 70s and now I guess the 80s, I think have been really well done and really entertaining, and the acting is terrific. So that's really disappointing. Is there do they leave it so that this will be sort of the end of this trilogy of the X-Men Chronicles and now they're going to revisit, or does it seem like they're going to continue with this cast?
You know, I would imagine if it's successful, they'll continue with this cast, and they could always find ways to bring back the old crew. It doesn't end on a sort of the kind of note that says, oh my goodness, they're going to go in this direction or that direction. Uh-huh. So there is sort of a sense that this segment has been told. But just as a moviegoer and as someone who loves superhero movies, I definitely ended this thinking, maybe this franchise should take a rest, take a beat, take a knee. Let's try something new, maybe, I don't know, go in a different direction, or just maybe take a few years off.
All right.
All right, so what about Tim Burton and this Alice Through the Looking Glass?
Well, this time around, Tim Burton's not directly in behind the camera. I think he's got some producing credits, but it is a sequel to Alice in Wonderland. And this time, they've really kind of jettisoned the Lewis Carroll backstory for its own kind of tale. Let me tell you, they should have scrambled back to Carroll's text, because anything would be better than this. The story is super complicated. Alice is trying to cheer up the Mad Hatter, who, of course, is played by Johnny Depp, because his family has passed on, but they've passed on a while ago, so why he's upset now is kind of murky, and then she has to go back through time, and there's Sacha Baron Cohen playing a weird character, and you've got Helena Bonham Carter, who's actually kind of fun as the Red Queen with the big, big bulbous head.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a bunch of noise and special effects and CGI. It's really, really dull and drab and just
wow.
Doesn't get you going. So,
this is sounding a little grim.
But here's the thing. Christian Toto, I mean, we had him on the weekend that Captain America Civil War was opening, and he said, run, don't walk. This is a terrific. And boy, were you right about that. In fact, it's still in the top three movies 4 weeks in now?
Yeah, it's crushing it at the box office, and for very good reason. People like it, and good word of mouth.
So, all right, so is there anything else this weekend if people are looking for movies, or are these two movies, X-Men Apocalypse and Alice Through the Looking Glass, are they going to dominate?
Well, they will dominate. They got the name recognition. And listen, the X-Men film isn't bad. It's just, I think we've seen a lot of much better X-Men movies.
Okay.
And, you know, Alice Through the Looking Glass has got Johnny Depp. It's got the name recognition. These big, noisy blockbusters always do fairly well opening weekend, even when they're not so good. It's just the way it works at this point.
Moving forward into the summer,
yeah, we got some big stuff. We got an Independence Day movie. We got
Finding Dory.
Finding Dory. A lot of people are excited
Finding
about
Dory.
That, right?
Yeah, you know, two that I'm intrigued by. One is Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Trekkies say, well, it doesn't look like a Star Trek movie, so we'll have to see. But I just love the old crew getting back together, and I think the reboot was pretty successful. And then also there's Suicide Squad, which is coming out late summer. And that's the sort of the, let's put the bad guys front and center and see if they can save the day. You've got a fun cast,
yeah.
Will Smith, Margot Robbie, and some others. So that one's going to be very interesting, and it could push superhero films in a fresh and potentially dangerous direction with the bad guys in charge.
Christian Toto is our guest. His website is HollywoodandToto.com. Christian, you and I used to be colleagues over at Breitbart, specifically in the big Hollywood section. And, you know, many times you are good at sort of finding the liberal bias, not just that we talk about in the media so much, but also coming out of Hollywood. And I would love to get your impression on this story about Katie Couric and the edit that was made in this documentary film with regard to guns. The movie's called Under the Gun. We talked about this yesterday, but just to refresh the memories of the listeners, there was an edit made to make these Second Amendment proponents look stupid. And now they say it was creative license. What do you know about this, and what's your take on it with regard to what this means for documentary films?
Well, I mean, I think it's a stain in documentary films. Listen, you can't blame one particular issue and can't say, oh, all documentary films are bad. But we're seeing more and more of this lately. There was a recent film, The Hunting Ground, about rape on college campuses, and it was riddled with inaccuracies. And I really think it's a dangerous slope we're going through. I mean, listen, documentary films don't always change the world. Sometimes they just make us aware of things. But they should be fact-based. They should be honest brokers of information. And shame on Katie Couric. And I have to say, I did a piece for my website this week. I tried to interview documentary filmmakers. Hey, what do you guys and gals think about this? Are you ashamed of it? Are you mad? Are you defensive? What's going on? I got virtually no response. I got one person sort of dismissing it. I've got a major documentary group saying I can't comment on it. Yeah. This, you know, their fellow documentary filmmakers should be aghast at this behavior. And I'm getting a lot of silence, and I think that's, you know, talk about bias. I mean, I think if this was an anti, you know, if this was a movie attacking abortion or maybe, you know, a pro-life movie, you know, I think it just falls under the ideological spectrum and not the, we should be making fact-based movies, period.
Well, you know, I did a lot of TV, and one of the things that we always said when you're editing, you know, in an edit room, you always are supposed to reflect accurately what happened at mm-hmm. the event or what somebody said, that sometimes you have to edit for time, sometimes you make editorial choices in the edit room, but it should never change reality, and this changes reality. It just didn't happen the way they presented it.
Yeah, and the big thing here is what else was changed? What
yeah,
else did they
exactly.
do behind the scenes? It kind of cast the whole project under a pall, frankly.
Can I just ask you one more question? You know, I got to see a movie the other day that I really liked, and I'm not hearing anything about it. And I've talked to other people who've seen it, and they really liked it, too. What did you think, or have you seen the movie Eye in the Sky?
I knew you were going to say that. I love the movie. It's terrific.
Yeah.
It's one of the most balanced films.
It's very balanced.
In an ideological cultural.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's, and I think it's out on Blu-ray and home video. I believe it's this week. If not, it's coming very soon. Mm. It's a drone war movie, but it really offers intriguing questions. It's tense. It's beautifully acted, and it's everything you said. Yeah, go recommend
I really liked it. I recommend it highly. You walk out sort of all wrung out. It's very tense the whole time. Well, listen,
yeah,
Christian.
And Alan Rickman, a great actor, is one of his last performances, so check it out just for that.
All right, listen, thank you so much, Christian Toto. Greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 16th Street. I just got off the phone with DDOT. They're moving the cameras around to check out this crash. Southbound 16th Street, just after Alaska Avenue, that had been blocking the right lane. That looks like they had that right lane temporarily blocked again, but moving along. So coming out of Silver Spring, still expect 16th Street to be quite slow. Top side of the Beltway from just after 95 this morning. A little bit of a break and around toward George Avenue with some of that stop and go. In through town, New York Avenue, just some signal light delays in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT tells me they don't have anything. They were checking the signal lights coming out of the tunnel to get onto New York Avenue, see if they were working properly. 66 East near Nutley Street, the crash had been moved over to the shoulder. Now let's get you into Anne Arundel County on the east side of BWI Airport on I-97. That's where we have a serious crash if you can avoid because we have big delays. Southbound 97 is jammed to the crash south of 100 near Quarterfield Road with one lane getting by. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and clouds mixed today with maybe a stray shower possible. High of 89 degrees, so it's going to be a hot one. Tonight, some clouds, stray shower possible overnight, low of 68. And then here's your Memorial Day weekend forecast. Saturday is looking beautiful, mostly sunny, high of 88 degrees. Sunday, we might get some showers late in the day, high in the mid-80s, though. Pretty day Sunday. And then Monday, we'll have a chance of showers on and off, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:17.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
Seventy-one years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky and the world was changed.
Barack Obama, overnight, really around 4:30 in the morning, delivering remarks live at the Hiroshima Memorial. Hiroshima. And, you know, many people were talking about, oh, will he apologize? Will he not apologize? I'll tell you what, I think he did worse than apologize.
Yeah.
And I'll play what he said. But all of this was about to, the President Obama, our preening professorial president, standing up.
That was alliteration.
And lecturing us and teaching us what the real lesson of Hiroshima is. And you know what? I'll tell you what he tells us. But I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. What do you think the real lesson of Hiroshima is? Here is our president and what I think is the most objectionable part of the speech.
The scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom requires a moral revolution as well. That is why we come to this place.
The scientific revolution that led to the splitting of the atom requires a moral revolution as well. That's why we come to this place. Okay, well, let's break that down, shall we? That's why we come to this place. So he's telling us why he's gone there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right? Right? This is why I'm here. So why is he there? Because the scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom requires a moral revolution as well. Now, he didn't say it, but it's I'll infer it because I think it's clearly implied that if we need a moral revolution as a result of the scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom, which clearly standing there led to the atomic bomb dropping in Hiroshima, if we need a moral revolution, that means that the act of dropping that bomb was an immoral act. Right? Why? Otherwise, why else would we need this moral revolution that he is now calling for? And of course, he connects this moral revolution to pursuing a world without nuclear weapons. That's what he wants. But I'm sorry, I can't let this go. That he's basically blaming America and saying it was an immoral act, and it's the exact wrong message. The lesson of Hiroshima is that we did an act of war. We committed an act of war to end a war that was brought upon us.
That's
and
right.
And it saved lives ultimately.
Well, we didn't start it, but we finished it, and saved lives, many lives. And when you look at the grand scheme of things, about what it would have taken for the United States naval forces to invade the nation of Japan, that would have been very difficult. It would have been very costly, and you can't judge the actions of Harry Truman through today's lens. You have to judge through the lens of what was going on at that time. And I really object to people judging things that happened in the historical past by the lens of our morality today. It was very different. And I don't think many people, it was a celebration when we ended the war, because it was thought that this was a great thing. And in the lens of the time, it seemed to be the right thing to do. I have a couple of things about his moral qualms. He's expressing moral qualms about nuclear weapons, and we need to eliminate nuclear weapons. It concerns me a great deal that the man who might be called upon to make a very quick decision in a matter of seconds about whether to use our nuclear arsenal to defend us and our American ideals might actually at that moment stop and have moral qualms. I want a guy who knows what he's going to do, who has no doubt in his mind that if it comes down to it, I will do whatever we have to do to defend this nation, if it means launching a nuclear missile, as an abomination that would be and how horrible that would be. I want a guy who's willing to do it without having to have a big moral discussion about it. And I'm a little concerned that our president might not be that guy.
Sally in Great Falls, your commander-in-chief started Memorial Day weekend by going to Hiroshima and honoring the fallen there. What do you think, Sally?
Well, my father was a World War II vet, so I'm insulted, but I think the lesson here is peace through strength.
Well said, and very pithy. All right, more of your calls in a moment, reacting to the president in Hiroshima. Right now, it's 8:22.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the legacy, service, and commitment of America's armed forces.
Ted Britt Automotive. They are having a Memorial Day sales event that's going on right now. They've got prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. You know, they also have Harley out there. Mm. But, you know, anybody who wants to go do the Rolling Thunder this Memorial Day weekend, but you don't have that. Why don't you get out to Ted Britt and get yourself your Harley?
Get your Harley.
That you've been wanting to get all this time.
Go,
they've got the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, and even more so. The guys at Ted Britt Automotive, they are such a class organization. They are all about their family business and the integrity that goes along with that. So they stand behind those vehicles. They've got a program called Ted Britt for Life because they want a lifetime relationship with you. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. That's huge. Go schedule your next service with them so you can see the TLC they'll give your automobile. But also visit one of their 9 great locations or go online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any close friends?
I'm happy to say that we do, sir.
Yes. Yes.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day, and I'm inclined to believe him.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said his secret was to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a very wise friend.
That's why I called you here. I've been listening to your radio ads.
Yep, he's been listening. All you have to do is point. Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
This feels as good as he said it would. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready to be happy,
really happy,
all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed Clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
A former First Lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. It's a day at the beach out there a little bit today, Jamie, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I feel like we're sailing along. Here we go on 270, and that's the story. Still pretty good. Only volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Now, as the morning progresses, actually, we're starting to see a lot of volume in certain areas around the Beltway through Silver Spring, crossing the Legion Bridge to the Wilson Bridge. The delays actually that we had there have eased. Trouble spots, George Washington Parkway passing the overlooks down to the Key Bridge. Now, it looked very odd getting over the inbound Key Bridge onto M Street. So, discovery here, what's happening on M Street, they were responding to a building fire. So, as you come off of the Key Bridge, off the GW Parkway, Canal Road, MacArthur, Foxhall, that is the scoop up ahead. You have fire department activity on M Street. All right, in the 3rd Street Tunnel, slow to go outbound on New York Avenue, and coming in from the west, 66, slower stretch heading up toward the Vienna Metro. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much rain around, but the warmth is going to stick with us as we head through today. An isolated shower, thunder shower, and up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees right now at 827.
We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil. So nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
Ah, the logic of fear is what has kept us from stockpiling nuclear weapons. Okay. David in Southern Maryland, you're next up on WMAL. What's the lesson of Hiroshima, David?
Hi, good morning, guys. Just want to be clear. I'm one of those Americans that loves my country and wanted to say that, you know, in Hiroshima was that the turning point in American military history, and that in the face of global tyranny, the United States, we made a decision to have unconditional surrender from our enemies. So we did what was necessary. We had the conviction and the resolve to finish a fight. It wasn't just a phased withdrawal, as in the case of Afghanistan or Iraq or something.
Yeah, David, thank you. Demanding unconditional surrender from our enemy would be seen as arrogant hubris in our day and age, thanks to many college graduate programs. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Coming up, Fox News Channel's Brett Baer joins us and more on Hillary Clinton's emails. Lots of revelations. John Matthews has your news right now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Obama called for a world without nuclear weapons as he visited Hiroshima today.
We may not realize this goal in my lifetime, but persistent effort can roll back the possibility of catastrophe.
More than 140,000 people died from the atomic blast that ended World War II. A former Fairfax County fire inspector is suing 17 of her former co-workers for what she calls a 20-year vendetta that included bullying, sexual harassment, and a conspiracy to get her to quit her position. Patricia Tomasello's allegations come a month after the suicide of a woman county firefighter who herself had reportedly been harassed on the job. In this case, Tomasello says she was repeatedly asked to perform sexual favors, and she claims a number of fire chiefs and subordinates tried to have her removed. No comment from the county. A big find under the Mediterranean Sea. Searchers looking for last week's Egypt air crash are hearing an emergency beacon from down below.
This is really going to speed up the search for the missing plane right now. Going from an area we were told just 2 days ago by an Egypt air official, an area they were searching the size of Connecticut, this narrows it down to a circle, a radius of about 3 miles.
Correspondent Nick Robertson, all 66 people aboard the flight from Paris to Cairo were killed. Six people were injured in two separate fights at the D.C. jail last night, including five inmates who were stabbed or cut by homemade shanks. Three of the victims were taken to the hospital. None of the injuries are believed to be life-threatening, though. No officers were hurt while breaking up the fight. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,828, the Nasdaq at 4901. In sports, Bryce Harper and Danny Espinosa hit solo shots to lead the Nats over the Cards. The O's fall to the Astros. Golden State beats OKC to hang on in the NBA Western Finals. And the Penguins are playing for the Stanley Cup. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs, which means if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone, and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on. Now, and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Restrictions apply.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Knopik of Renewal by Anderson, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Anderson today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Anderson, the better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required, 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown. The big story right now is on M Street, Wisconsin Avenue, right where those intersect. Crews are responding to report of a building fire in that area, and they have some closures set in place with the fire department's response there. Again, M Street at Wisconsin Avenue. So this puts the pressure on everyone trying to get one over the Key Bridge off of the George Washington Parkway coming from Canal Road, MacArthur Boulevard, and Foxhall Road. So everyone heading on toward M Street, Wisconsin Avenue in Georgetown. Again, fire department responding to this building fire. Elsewhere, much better. Wilson Bridge delays cleared out. No problems right now coming in on 50 and either direction through Annapolis and Bowie, quiet to the Bay Bridge. We do have delays in Anne Arundel on southbound 97 past Route 100 with a serious crash involving an overturned tractor trailer. One lane gets by and 270 lighter than normal. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much rain around, but the warmth is going to stick with us as we head through today. An isolated shower, thunder shower, and up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Vienna, 72 in Bowie, 73 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, headed into the Memorial Day weekend. We've got a lot here for you still left in this half hour. We're going to talk about Hillary and her emails and some interesting developments there. But joining us right now, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Hello, Brett. Good morning to you.
Hey, morning, guys.
All right. So, hey, I hear you got a little news that there are some negotiations underway over at the Fox News Channel. A little birdie just told me.
Yes. We've been talking for the past couple of days with the Sanders campaign and the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
About a possible debate before the June 7th California primary. And
wow.
Those things are progressing, believe it or not.
Really?
Are
they taking it seriously?
Real interest, and it's not a joke, and it's happening, and some event will happen before the primary. We're kind of working out the details. So we will we'll see if we have something to announce.
Wait, wow, some event will happen.
I think there's either going to be this full-blown debate, which we're trying to get across the finish line, or there may be a town hall. But I think the debate is still very much a possibility.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, I mean, what about the Donald suggestion that, you know, that is somehow there needs to be some money involved and that the money might even go to charity?
Yeah, we're working that out. It's not, you know, it won't be from the network, but it's there are multiple conversations going on. So it's not going to be precedent setting when it comes to that front, but it will. Both campaigns are still very interested.
But the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party squaring off in a one-on-one debate debate or maybe town hall with the what appears to be the runner-up for the Democratic Party prior to the last four primaries. I mean, talk about precedent setting. Why not, Brett Baer, after everything else that's happened this primary season?
It's really right? unique, right?
Yeah.
It's, well, listen, the case being for both of them, it's upside. I mean, the person who's not there, who, by the way, is also invited and turned down the debate that we had suggested before California and also is invited to this but is not interested, is Hillary Clinton. And, you know, if one would assume that that is going to be some of the focus of their talking points up on the stage, Trump contrasts, you know, the Democratic Socialist candidate from Vermont. Sanders holds his own against the Republican nominee to be, and you know, I think they both look at it as an opportunity, not a not a problem.
All right, well, and we can't let this week go by without talking about the big story of this week, which was this Inspector General's report regarding Hillary's email server, a really damning report. I mean, first she said, you know, well, I did it for convenience, and then we have this email that suggests, well, no, it wasn't about convenience, it's about protecting her private email from discovery. And then she said, you know, it was always permitted, but now she says, well, I thought it was okay. I mean, it really has been a very not a good week for Hillary Clinton.
No, I agree with you. And that report, you know, for all of the Clinton efforts and her efforts to say it's just a slap on the wrist and not much new there, there really was new there. And you now see perhaps why she didn't sit and get interviewed by the state inspector general as all of her predecessors involved did.
And as this shakes down, I mean, we just had Eleanor Clift on in the 7 o'clock hour. And I mean, listen, first of all, she's already saying goodbye to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Eleanor is, because she thinks the Sanders people will demand a scalp. She's talking about the Sanders camp's influence over the platform committee that's already starting to show some signs. And but yet we all think Hillary is going to win this. Mrs. Clinton is going to win this. With all of these things piled up, though, she really is sort of emerging, Brett, as less than strong and dominating going into her own convention.
No, I mean, think about the script that we had months ago, where it was going to be a contested convention in Cleveland. The Republican Party was going to be fighting for every scrap, every delegate. And now you have this focus not on Cleveland, which is going to be now a coronation of the scene. We assume it's going to be a production to build up Donald Trump. Now it's Philadelphia, and what's going to happen with the Democratic platform? Will it be pulled way far to the left that hurts Hillary Clinton in the general? And the fact that she's kind of hobbling across the finish line here with this Inspector General report and possibly, frankly, losing California, if you look at the latest polls, that's a real problem for her.
Well, so I want you to put a percentage on it. What do you think the percentage is that you guys at Fox are going to be able to work out something with Sanders and with Donald Trump?
Yeah, right, imagine we're playing debate roulette.
Okay, so if I'm debate casino, I would put, so if I had $100 in chips, I would put 75 that something happens, some event that is on TV happens that includes both of those people.
All right.
Now, if you're asking me, like, for a debate, you know, back and forth, and the specifics there, that's probably down to maybe a $25 chip.
All right. So, but you're,
something's up.
Hold on. You're not leaving any chips left over to join me, Brian Wilson, and Charles Krauthammer at the bar drinking our martinis.
That's right. Wine, women, and song is what Charles
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. All right, Brett Baer, always
listen,
good to
have Brett,
you.
Thank you. And thanks for the little heads up. Yeah. We'll be watching and be listening very carefully to see what kind of announcement comes out.
I mean, it could be Super Bowl numbers. Who knows?
Man.
Oh, man, I think you're right.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend here in the nation's capital with the whole Brett Baer family, Brett.
All right, we'll see you guys. You too. Right.
8:43 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Oh, to be young again. How many times a day do you say that to yourself? Well, Chamonix has extended their spring sale so you can restore your youth and take years off your face with Genucel stem cell therapy targeting eye puffiness and bags. Genucel by Chamonix uses apple plant stem cell technology and it'll help reduce those bags in no time. And from Sherman Oaks says, I started using Genucel after hearing about it on the radio. Right away, I felt my skin tightening up. In fact, I don't have to wear concealer anymore. My normal routine is now just Genucel instead of layers of makeup. And Genucel works for men and women. And for a limited time, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. 800-525-2720. Call 800-525-2720. When you call Chamonix right now, they're going to throw in their best-selling La Sance neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours for free when you try Genucel today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry, this sale won't be around long. 800-525-2720.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
8:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, crews are dealing with the response to a building fire in Georgetown, so we have a little bit of a mess on our hands, understatement here, with only one lane getting by, so they've released at least one lane on M Street at Wisconsin Avenue. If you're heading inbound, again, only one lane open. They've released the outbound westbound lanes. So here's the deal. Crossing the Key Bridge at a standstill slows the George Washington Parkway, slows you coming out of Roslyn, so everyone plan ahead if you're thinking toward that destination, and everyone coming off of, say, Canal Road and Foxhall Road, MacArthur Boulevard, might give it some time to clear out, and I'll let you know when they get some of that resolved. Heading around the region, great shape to the Wilson Bridge, fantastic. The delays we had on 66 in Manassas just about all cleared out. North on 95, good through Newington to the Beltway. It's southbound 95. If you're trying to get out of town going southbound, a little bit of a delay crossing the Occoquan, but minor. We have a crash on the shoulder, so your travel lanes are open. Through Annapolis and Bowie, 50 in good shape. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cloud-sun mix as we go through this Friday. A passing shower, maybe a thunder shower, especially second half of the day. Warm, 89. Sunshine returns tomorrow. We're in the upper 80s. Late day showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, highs middle 80s. And for Memorial Day, just a chance of showers, highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 8:47.
Well, we continue to just be a mine. It's like a gold mine, really. It is this Hillary email story every day. New developments, new little things that blurb out. We just shake our head in amazement.
Will it be fool's gold?
That's right. Well, there's the question. So, you know, one of the things that was brought out in this big inspector general's report about her email server was, you know, that the State Department was absolutely adamant about one thing. It was not allowed under the rules. It was not allowed in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But yet, Hillary has always said, I used this private server because it was permitted. It was okay. I mean, it was allowed under the rules. Well, the State Department says it's not. So she was asked about this yesterday on CNN. Here's what she had to say.
Yes, I believed it was allowed, but that's not the point. I said it was a mistake.
No, I believed it was allowed. I thought it was allowed.
Wait, she never said that before.
No,
she said definitively, without
it was
question,
permitted.
It was permitted.
Yes, it was permitted.
And now she says, well, I thought
it was allowed. And then, you
silly
know,
me.
Yeah, and how could she be confused about all that, she says?
They were not a model of clarity, and it seems like there's still more work to do on that. So, yes, I believed it was allowed, but that's not the point. I said it was a mistake.
Yeah, the they is the State Department.
Who
it was
is
not
they?
A model
they?
Of clarity.
But wasn't she in charge of the State Department?
Well, yes, that's right.
So when they were, so, and by the way, when she says they weren't the model of clarity, it suggests that she asked and then they didn't give a clear answer.
Yeah.
The Inspector General report says very definitively she never asked.
Yeah.
She never raised it.
Yeah, so there's that. And then, look, you know what? There's a whole lot of stuff to mine here, but I want to tell you the story about Judicial Watch.
Yes.
And a...
this is the best.
This is a deposition they did. You know, there's a guy that they wanted to talk to. His name is Louis Lukens. He's a 27-year veteran of the Foreign Service over at the State Department. I mean, this is a veteran guy, not necessarily a political guy. He's brought in because he was sort of responsible for setting up computers and handling the requests that came from the Secretary of State's office as she was taking the role as Secretary of State. And she was really concerned, she said, about being able to check her personal email, which we now know was her personal server.
Right, but he was told personal email. Friends and family,
This is for friends and family. She really wants to be able to do that. And his solution was, we're going to set up a standalone computer where you can do that in your office. And the word came back from the staff of Hillary Clinton, I assume Huma Abedin or Cheryl Mills, somebody sent back a note saying, you know, the secretary really doesn't know how to use a computer.
Yep.
Now, let's just think for a moment here. We are being told that this woman is the brightest human being on the planet.
Oh, yes.
That she is uniquely qualified among all of mankind to be the next president of these United States.
Barbara Boxer said the most qualified person ever to run for the office.
Ever to run for the office.
Ever.
Now, that would require, I would think, if you're going to have somebody who can do a little bit of intellect,
uh-huh,
a little bit of ability to figure out how to send an email on a... I mean, my 80-year-old grandma could send an email.
Yeah.
On a computer.
But not this.
But not this grandma.
Not this grandma, no.
No, she can't do that.
Yeah, they had a whole separate setup for her computer, and she... This is the quote from the deposition. This is from a sworn testimony, deposition for Dish Should Watch. She doesn't know how to use a computer to do email. Do email. You know, and it's so sad that this whole thing could have been solved for Hillary Clinton, and she really has not been served well by the people around her. I'm looking right now at Amazon.com. Only 42 cents... buys you a paperback version of Email for Dummies. But they couldn't make
for
that investment.
42 cents, this all could have been avoided.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Our dummy in the orange pantsuit would
That's
be fine.
Right.
All right. Well, again, but like we said, you're right. It is gold. Is it fool's
it's
gold?
Like,
will
it's
any
like,
of this
yeah.
stick, Brian?
Well, Eleanor Clift, who was on our show earlier, very defensive on behalf of the Hillary campaign, said, oh, this doesn't matter to Democrats. I think it does.
Oh.
I think it absolutely folds into the narrative of this campaign and of the impression people have of this woman that she doesn't tell the truth.
Eleanor Clift could learn independently that Hillary Clinton herself was the one who deleted the 17 minutes of audio tape from Richard Nixon's Oval Office recordings, thus creating the Watergate scandal, and she would still vote for Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
There is no convincing the likes of Eleanor Clift.
Yeah.
But we love her, and we're so glad she joins us here on Mornings on the Mall.
That's right. That's right. Well, anyway, we'll continue to mine the gold for you and share it with you each morning here on Mornings on the Mall.
It's 8:52 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
ER docs see all kinds of grisly stuff, which made us wonder, what products do they consider so hazardous they ban them from their homes? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. ER docs see a lot of serious trampoline injuries, which is why many of them won't buy trampolines for their kids. Button batteries are increasingly common in car remotes and portable LED lights, but they can be dangerous to young kids, getting stuck in their esophagus. Ramen noodles or similar soups in styrofoam containers get extremely hot when microwaved and are one of the most common causes of scald burns to toddlers. But perhaps most troubling, leftover pills, particularly narcotic painkillers. You should never keep leftover medications around the house. Adult overdoses of drugs like Vicodin, Percocet, and OxyContin are at epidemic levels, but just one extended-release pill can kill a child. So get rid of them. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta home delivery gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on now and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Restrictions apply.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you through Georgetown. The big story had been the response to a report of a building fire, M Street near Wisconsin Avenue, and they've released all the westbound, outbound lanes of M Street, and it looks like they're clearing up the last of the inbound side. But we still have big delays coming across the Key Bridge and all those feeder roads that try to work up onto M Street near Wisconsin Avenue. Canal Road, George Washington Parkway, that's you. All right, 66 in great shape, no troubles at the Wilson Bridge, top side of the Beltway easing out, and our other big story of the morning, 97. To the east side of BWI Airport, southbound 97 jammed to get past Route 100 for the serious crash under police direction. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures on a south breeze, clouds, sun, and we'll tickle 90 this afternoon with passing showers, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 8:56.
Nationals pitcher
drops in a changeup.
Most K's in the NL.
Got him looking.
Hit for the social site. Nationals Cardinals. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messen. Wilson Ramos.
And it's over the bullpen.
Off to a hot start in 2016.
Ramos to the gap.
Hit for the social site. Nationals Cardinals. The series concludes Sunday at 1 on Messen.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. The Price is Right live stage show, plus Winona and the Big Noise, Carlos Mencia and 38 Special. The biggest acts always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. No purchase necessary. Full rules at the box office.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WML listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch Smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Well, listen, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember what it's all about, you know, that this is a time when we commemorate those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
That's right. And by the way, we'll be here Monday morning on Memorial Day. Me, Brian, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will give us a little perspective as well. Up next, Dan Bongino in for Chris Plant.
WMAL-FM.